From ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania, Leon Compton.
What do you think of the idea of Aboriginal representation in Tasmanian Parliament? We're talking about it at a federal level. Ken Wyatt's got it on the agenda. And it happens in other places. In New Zealand, it happens at a national level. And in the state of Maine, I'm told, it also happens. Should we do it here? How would we do it? It's a proposal Michael Mansell and others have put up at the moment for consideration. Michael Mansell, good morning to you.
And good morning to you, young Leon.
Let's talk about the issue of Aboriginal representation in Tasmania's Parliament. Have you got a model that you would propose, Michael?
Well, the model's worked in New Zealand for, 170 years, where they had, I think they start off at about three or four Maoris under the treaty that was signed. And the whole idea was that New Zealand Parliament was meant to represent all different sections of the New Zealand community. So Maori obviously had to be involved. As the numbers of politicians have increased gradually over the years, so too have the number of Maori, and they now number seven. Bolivia, I think, has either five or seven. Three Indians sit in the United States main parliament. So, yeah, there are these precedents around the world. It's no real big deal, though. You don't really need to go off and have a look at what's happening elsewhere. All that needs to be done is that if the number of seats in Tasmania is either 25 or 35, you simply legislate to say one of those seats or two of those seats or three of those seats, whatever the number is set aside for Aboriginal people to elect Aborigines to that seat, and the electoral division probably would be the whole of the state.
So just have one electoral division? And
It'd be the easiest, but, you know, instead of saying, oh, well, look, let's break it down to representation, because the issues for Aboriginal people are the same whether you live on Flinders Island or Hobart. That is, the issues that are not being addressed, cultural preservation, dispossession, the social inequality and discrimination, those issues are not restricted to location. They are general and across the board, so why not make it a state boundary?
And so then part of this would get to the issue of who is Aboriginal in Tasmania, Michael Mansell, and this is an issue that is a source of debate and some friction. Do you believe this issue could be resolved in deciding who would go on the elector on this register?
The key first step is whether Tasmania believes Aborigines should be represented in the Tasmanian Parliament. I think most people would say yes. If that's a common view, how do we guarantee that an Aboriginal can be elected by Aboriginals into the Parliament? That's the first debate. The second debate is, well, who is eligible to stand in that electorate? And that is normally left to the Tasmanian Electoral Commission. They've been doing this sort of stuff now for 25 years with the Aboriginal Lands Council elections that are held every 3 or 4 years. And there hasn't been any kerfuffle. You get the kerfuffle in the media where people are agitating for their political interests, and you know, as part of democracy, the media takes it up and says, oh, look, you know, there are all these divisions. But these things are just normal part of the Electoral Commission saying, here are the rules, here is the eligibility requirement, and here's how it would be complied with.
So this issue's come up in the context of the Tasmanian Legislative Council having a look at restoring Parliament to 35. This is your sort of your injection of idea into that conversation. That's the prism through which this has come up, isn't it?
It is. Look, we've tried other avenues, but we've been rejected on the basis that different tribunals we've gone to have said this is a political issue for the Parliament to consider. So we saw this as an opportunity because the whole basis of the parliamentary inquiry you mentioned, Leon, is whether there can be broader political representation if we go from 25 seats in the lower house to 35. And on that same principle, that is, that the makeup of the Parliament should reflect the people the parliament governs, naturally there should be some consideration about how do you get Aboriginal representation as part of Tasmanian democracy. And, you know, the Tasmanian parliament's been operating now for 150 years, 160 years. In 1901, there was an opportunity there when Australia became a federation and the Tasmanian Parliament became independent of the United Kingdom. There was an opportunity there to say, well, look, we've taken the land off Aborigines, we've named them half-castes, we've wiped them out as Aborigines, but why don't we give these people a vote in the Parliament? That opportunity was missed. In 1967, the people of Tasmania overwhelmingly voted, I think about 90% or something, a really high proportion, voted yes to righting the wrongs for Aborigines. But again, no one thought, well, why don't we allow Aborigines to elect some of their people into the parliament? So those two opportunities were missed. This is one I don't think that should be missed. And I think it would enrich the debate in the parliament. And there are certainly big issues that Aboriginal political representatives would raise in the parliament that are currently not being raised and haven't been raised for a long time.
Michael Mansell, it's a fascinating idea. Thanks for coming on this morning.
A pleasure, Leon.
Michael Mansell, Chair of the Aboriginal Land Council.